Going back to 2018 was the last time that I was around this stuff, but I was hurt and wasn't able to experience the, you know, the zoo of the media and things like that. But I do remember thinking when we were going through that, you know, that you just have to have some gratitude for it. You know, be thankful for being in this place. It's not every time that, it's not often that you get to be like this, to be right here. And so taking in a day at a time, being where your feet are, knowing that, you know, you get an hour and a half that you're going to be, you know, doing media, you're going to be doing whatever it is, and then you're going to have time where you're doing football, and just being where you are and having some gratitude for that time.
If you could pick the next international game, which city would you pick in Europe?
In Europe specifically?
Yes.
And that's a great question. Would it be, I haven't been to Europe before. We've always planned on going over there, and then my wife and I, we get pregnant, and then we end up not going. And so,
Ethan, you're friends. France is happening.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to go to Italy, so somewhere in Italy.
Cooper, how are you? We're celebrating the drink water.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's it's maybe one of those things that's very understated, is, you know, how quickly the NFL can, you know, chew up and spit out a quarterback who doesn't perform up to the standards that people have placed on them early in their career, and you can get basically blackballed into saying, well, you're not a starting quarterback, you know. And, you know, for Sam being able to do what he did and go through the early trials that he did and be able to come back from that and maintain, just be like, man, I know that he knows the mistakes that he's made. He knows the things that worked, the things that didn't, but not to be scarred by them, to not allow them to become something that he, you know, shied away from. It's impressive. It's really impressive. It takes a lot of mental fortitude to be able to push through those things. And to be here now and do what he's done the last couple of years is there's not many people that have done it, so it speaks to his his ability to move through that stuff.
What advice are you about
exceeding expectations? Not supposed to, like, you got a game on Sunday, you see that stuff, you see medals going down a bit.
I wore this shirt. I don't know if you see this. This is Mike's famous saying, that we did not care. You know, and I think that's what it was. I mean, we were so inward focused this whole year. It's been about us. It's been about us in that room. It's been about those guys in the four walls of that team room. It's the belief that we had in ourselves that mattered, and we knew that, we believed in that, and so any outside noise, it really is just, it's water off your back. You know, it's just you're not letting that carry any weight. And so you know, for us, there's always this belief, there's always an understanding and expectation to go out there and win games. And so when you lose a game, it hurts, and it hurts how it should, because the expectation is to go out there and win it. And and we live by that, and stuck to that process, and it's allowed us to get to this place.
What advice have you given your teammates?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe people like being proven wrong.
Nice. Cooper, generally strong. And you created a mathematical modeling program. Tell us what it was and what did it do for you?
Yeah, well, you've done some research. There's back there a ways. I took an econometrics class. I'm an econ major. Okay. I took an econometrics class back in my senior year, and I really got into it. I really enjoyed it, about forecasting and being able to find, like, you know, create models that can predict, you know, what might happen in the future. And so I got really into trying to predict future success of NFL players moving through different levels of football, right? So, like, if you took a high school player and you took all these different variables, statistics, you know, measurables, hair color, eye color, you know, like, how good was the football in the state they were playing, how many games did they play, all these different things. Could you forecast how good they'd be in college? And then you take the college stuff and forecast how good they'd be in the NFL. And so the idea is to be able to create a tool that you could use to help guide scouts, essentially, or recruiters, in trying to predict if someone's going to be successful, taking a bunch of variables that maybe you don't account for.
And it helped you in your acceleration as well.
Yeah. It was more so just cool. It was cool to be a part of it. It was cool to, like, build it out and see the things that mattered, I guess.
How important is your offense? Carrying three teams that have been working well these last few games, allowing just
Yeah, I mean, just how we always have. I mean, you have to respect your opponent. You're playing in the Super Bowl, and know that, you know, they're here for a reason. And you know, they play some very good football. They've got a defense that plays together, and it's a great, sure, sign of a good defense is a team that plays together. And you see guys understanding where their help is, and you know, there's not guys running off and doing their own thing. And so they got a lot of playmakers on that side of the ball. It's going to be a great challenge for us, and we take the same process we do any other week, you know, trying to diagnose it, understand it, and figure out ways to attack it.
What advice have you given teammates who...
Yeah, I think most of it's just handling all of this stuff during the week and allowing your process to take place still. There's lots of things that want to get in the way and disrupt it, but, you know, trying to stay on that schedule of understanding the time you're going to watch the film, your study of the playbook, and just being where your feet are, knowing that this is something that has to happen. Have some gratitude for being in this moment and enjoy it, but then when it's time to work, you got to go through and do the work.
How about the game itself, though? I mean, what advice have you given to them? Obviously, it's such a big game.
It's a big game because of what everyone else says it is, right? But it's still the same game. You know, the game is no bigger or smaller. The football is the same size. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just the football field is no bigger. It's just, you go out there and play this game, understand that once the game starts, it's going to feel just like any other game you've played in your life. And you have that expectation. And the guys on this team know that, and they've handled things, big moments. You know, when you prepare the right way, big moments become just like anything else. Oh, geez, I have no idea. I like some of the J. Cole stuff. Maybe go Middle Child by J. Cole. I've used that one before. A thermostat? Cold. Cave-like. Very cold. Jax is a special player. So, I mean, we wouldn't be here without Jax and what he's done this year and the plays he's made and come up in some clutch moments. So, he's a very special player for us. And team guy that just wants to, he wants to win above anything else. He wants to win, and so it's fun to be able to play alongside him.
Coop, speaking of Jackson, him and your former teammate Puka Nacua are the front runners for the Offensive Player of the Year award. Obviously, you've gotten to watch both of them blossom a little bit and develop. How cool is that? Is that almost like a kind of big brother feeling when you see them come along and become these superstars that you have been for so long?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just being able. I mean, I've gotten very close with both of them just as a friend and a teammate. And so you see those guys, they were great players before I had anything to do with them, before I'd ever met them. They were great in their own right. And so it's great to be able to see those guys get recognized for putting together seasons that have been very special. So, I think that's the approach I take.
Cooper, have you shared your experiences in the last two Super Bowls, both winning and losing MVP? Share these experiences with your teammates and the big game?
Yeah, I mean, you talk through these things, but it's the same message that everyone says. I think the only thing that I bring is maybe a little validity because I've lived it, but it's like, this is, as cliche as it is, this is just like any other game, and you have to go and handle all the distractions and things like that, but know that this is the game, the same game that you've played, and when it starts up, it's going to feel that way. Yeah, well, I think one of the things that's been really cool to see is, you know, as he took off this year, he was getting a lot of attention, and, you know, teams want to take him away. They're going to try to find ways to keep him from getting the ball, and his focus to be able to push him and say, hey, it might not be there in the first and second quarter. But being able to stay focused and say, hey, if I can stay engaged in this thing, if I know that I can keep my mind focused on just the next play and winning that rep, the ball's going to find him. And so he's done an unbelievable job of that, of being, you know, there's times where it might not be coming to him early, but he's made that play, big play in the third or fourth quarter, because he's been so engaged even when the ball's not coming his way. It's something I think that you learn as you play receiver as more time goes on, and understand that, you know, there's 10 other guys out there that have to do their job for you to even have the chance of getting the ball thrown your way, and you can do everything right and the ball still might not come your way. And that's okay, because it's not about you making the play, it's about the team making the play, and that's the beautiful thing about receiver. Yeah, I mean, I've touched on this a little bit, but I mean, it's an unbelievable story. It's not there's not many guys that have done what he's done in terms of you know, kind of people writing him off and then being able to, you know, chip away at that and come back and do it. do what he's done to be at this stage now. And it, you know, the mental fortitude, the resilience to be able to push through those things, the self-belief, it's a special trait of Sam Darnold's.
What about your role in all of this? This is the third youngest team in the NFL right now, but there's been some veterans added in the last couple of years, you being one. Can you describe your role amidst the fairly young group?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just want to be an open book. However I can help someone, if they know, I think that's in the attitude of all the guys. I mean, it's servant leadership, and it's not, we're not here to run the team. The guys that are here that have been through it, like, we're not the ones that set the culture. The team sets that together. And so guys want to be an open book. If there's something that guys want to ask us and have questions or anything, like, we're ready to help. And it's because of that that you got guys that are intrinsically motivated to want to be better. That's what makes us good.
Does it help that you've been a Super Bowl MVP? Like, is that something you can impart, or do you guys look to you a little bit deeper for that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I would never just be like, hey, you got to listen to me because I've won the Super Bowl MVP. You know, it's if you're not, you got to model the way. You got to show them. I mean, it's people over and over again, they see better than they hear. So it doesn't really matter what you're saying to somebody. If you're not modeling that yourself, you just come off as a hypocrite. And so you definitely don't want to live in that world.
Cooper, it's been exactly 1 year actually
since the Rams indicated it was on. Could you kind of describe, like, the whole time, back on that, from back on that, from your ago, from this year, the time that the Rams were always, like, your favorite memory? Could you kind of describe, like, the journey to get back to a Super Bowl this year?
Yeah,
I mean, it was a tough way for things to end last year, and, you know, there'll be a time to kind of really, you know, reflect and go into that stuff. Right now it's about going out here and winning a Super Bowl. And so, like, this journey and being able to be a part of this team and the guys here and the relationships that I've built with the players and the coaches here have been such a special thing. And, you know, to be a year ago where I was to being able to be here now, you know, I don't take that for granted and don't take that lightly. It's a real sense of gratitude for being where I am now. Oh, I don't. I mean, there's so many. I don't know if I could even put my finger on one of them. I think the thing that I remember the most that comes to mind all the time has been the relationships. It's been, like, the moments with the guys. And that's the coolest thing about football. You go through all this. You spend so much time together. You toil together. You fail together. And being able to go through that and overcome those things together, it builds some really cool bonds with guys, and those are the things that I think I hold dearest.
You grew up in Washington State. Can you talk a little bit about your memories of supporting the Seahawks and whether that makes it sweeter to be at a Seahawks?
Yeah, so when I was really young, I was a huge Seahawks fan until I found out that bedtime was when the game ended, and so then I just became a overtime fan. But I do have a lot of memories of, you know, every Sunday we'd get up, we'd go to church, come home, Dad would make nachos or something, and we'd throw the Seahawks game on. And so it's the memories with your fans, those kinds of things. It's the memories. It's like the games itself, but it's like, it's not so much like the play. You remember the moments of, like, these big plays and these big moments happening in the game, but it wasn't so much for me the play itself as much as it was who I was around and the people that, you know, I got to experience that with, that make it really special. Yeah, no, it is. It's super cool, and there'll be a time to really be able to reflect on that and know that, you know, I get to be a part of that for some kids that are, you know, in right where I was and in the shoes that I was in. And so there'll be time for that reflection. Right now, I'm just really grateful to be in this place.
Yeah. We talked to Tori earlier, and we talked to Jackson Smith and Jigba as well, and something that JSN has said is that he's not just a slot receiver, he can also play outside, Tori Horton as well. What makes this offense by Clint Kubiak so fluid that all these receivers can just play in all these different positions?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is a willingness by receivers to be able to move around and go do different jobs and not be locked into saying, well, you know, I can't do that because I only play this position, I only do this thing. And there's no one trick ponies allowed, and guys being able to move in and out of the huddle and different personnel groupings and things like that. And, you know, guys lining up, understanding the offense well enough to line up in any different spot. It makes it challenging for defenses to try to take guys away. And it comes down to, you know, one, the offensive coaches trusting us to be able to know our stuff, but also the players to be able to know their playbook well enough to be able to do those things.
And one last question for you. I'm just curious about this because I heard this on the podcast that you were on. You said one time, don't put your socks all the way up.
Yeah.
Scrunch them up just a little bit. Listen, we're in our 30s.
Yeah.
I need to know, what do I do with my socks?
Yeah, look, if you're wearing long tube socks, you just don't pull them so they're straight up all the way up the calf. You know what I mean? There has to be some amount of scrunch, some kind of texture that you're putting on there, because otherwise I think you look like that. You know, you look at like that 80-year-old dude with the short shorts and the socks pulled up. You don't want, you'll have time to be that guy, right? Right now our back's healthy. We can get down there and scrunch our socks a little bit.
White socks, black socks.
I'm a notoriously not black sock guy, but you know, I've recently come around to the belief that you could wear black socks in the right situation. So, you know, to each their own, but scrunch your socks. It's been great. It's been really fun getting to know him better. Obviously, was a huge fan of him just in terms of his time at Ohio State. I thought he was a really good receiver. Did some really good things. His feel for how offenses work and things like that. But it's been great to get to know him better. Just, you know, go through this year and. Yeah, he's a real special player, so it's been a lot of fun.
Can you read these numbers 6 and 7?
Read 6 and 7?
6 and 7.
I don't know what they say.
It's in Spanish.
Oh, I know that. I know it's in Spanish, but if I don't know, why would I say it if I don't even know what I you don't have like a translation underneath here? Okay, how about I just read 7? No, I'm gonna read number 6. Okay. Mientras uno esté vivo, uno debe amar lo más que se pueda. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be nice. I'm curious. I don't know what. I'm not sure which locker room we're in. Do you know? Does anyone know? Oh, really? Yeah. So that'll be new. But it'll be nice being. I've played a lot of football games in that stadium. That'll be cool to be. Be somewhere familiar.
Hey, cool. Cooper, when you look at the all-time, like, if you could pick a group of five all-time receivers,
oh, geez. So this is an impossible task because you piss off people immediately. All-time receivers, okay. Well, you go Randy Moss, you go Megatron, I'll go with Steve Largent running the slot for me. I need one more good, like, you know what? I really like Andre Johnson. He's gonna bring a little bit of that juice with him. And then let's do one more. I guess I'll go Jerry. Jerry will be the veteran presence that we need.
Put yourself in there.
Last question. No, that was it.
What's the last thing that you
Googled? The last thing that I Googled, I am a serial Googler. So I Googled, good save. What did I Google recently? There's so many things. You're right. I should probably just do that. It's like the Google machine knows a lot of stuff, so. Let's see what was my most recent one. I was looking up watches recently, but asking a question, the last question I looked up. I was looking at a perpetual calendar. I was looking at a few different perpetual calendars, and I really want to find a Tourbillon watch. So I've been looking for one of those. It's kind of a useless complication now, but I think it's so cool. So I've been looking for one of those.
Cool. I know how cool thing, guys.
Oh, sorry. Are we done? Yeah. Well, he just asked a question. I'm gonna do this one. Then we're going. Okay. I don't honestly. If I've learned anything in the last year, it's you never know what's gonna happen, and so I think you just gotta take things one year at a time. I love this team, and you know that. And the NFL teams don't just reboot with the same team each year. There's going to be changes and things like that. And so I'm just being where my feet are and really enjoying this time, going to work with this team and competing for a world title here. Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
2015.
Okay.
It's an opportunity to fit the script for the fans.
Yeah.
Especially for the fans, not for you, because you have to give it. For the fans, it's an opportunity to fit the script.
From 2015?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, the things that have happened in the past, like, we can't, we for us, like, we're not competing to redeem anything for anyone else. Like, we're competing for our own story and all the work that we've put in, so our focus is on that.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Thank you. Thank you.